Thank you. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 21st to the 25th. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring genre-defying indie alternative artist Barty Strange as guest curator, garage rock chameleons Osays, Chicago-based indie rock three-piece Dead, Latin folk innovator Helada Negro, Toronto's viral hip-hop sensation Akintoye, gothic folk artist Emma Ruth Rundle, alternative R&B hip-hop artist Amindi, and plus many more. There's 150 artists yet to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at My Tall Ship in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 87 of the program, and it is an all-original and research episode. On this episode, I clear off most of the rest of the Berkeley stuff, and then it is a plethora of great new music from the last 3+ months of the Earshot charts, CITR charts, and Pitchfork. There is a new Pile record that came out recently, and there are a couple of songs featured from that. And the UK's Rosie Plain has another song on here from her album Prize. I should also point out that there are no randoms on tonight's show, so it is all new music. This recent crop of new music has exceeded my expectations, which is always a good thing. I went through slightly fewer than 400 items and came away with 21 albums or songs, which I suppose is only a little bit more than the 17 or 18 I would expect, but it's proven to be enough to make for a pretty good episode in my opinion, and perhaps extend the current renaissance here on the home of Burnaby Rock for at least another week. Keeping score, the Earshot charts led the way with 12 albums or songs, which is a huge help for my CanCon reservoir that has been at dangerously low levels. In a reversal of the recent dominance, the CITR charts only accounted for 4 albums or songs, and Pitchfork came in with a solid 7. Of my favorite new stuff is a band from Montreal called Piss for Pumpkin, and the show winner is from a band called Baby Baby Explorers, who are from Rhode Island. I also really like a slow burn from A.V. Tear, who is a member of Animal Collective. Someone on Bandcamp described it as hypnagogic, which I think is taken wildly out of context. There's also a lot of hard rock, hard alternative, and post-punk in the second hour, which pleases me. It really is a tale of two episodes tonight, the first hour being rather quiet, and the second hour downright loud. I've done my best to avoid genre whiplash, which is a term I believe someone else at the station has coined, and whatever negative knock-on effects that might entail. But back to the hard rock and alternative, it would appear that bands are back in a very big way now that the pandemic has passed. It would also appear that every well-known loser band from the past 50 years is playing Rogers Arena this summer. Save your money, people. Sure, they may have alimony to pay, but that's not your problem. And that first set was all Berkeley leftovers. It started with the Mouskovich Dance Band with the title track from Buckaroo Bank, followed by Non Plus Tomps, and then Ribbon Stage.